Yeah, no. So, yeah, I'm a little hoarse, so you may have to like carry some of this a little bit, but
All
yeah,
right.
no, I was watching as usual. Tigers go up 2-0. Awesome. And what happens the very next inning, as it has happened all season, they come in and they blow the goddamn lead. That's
See,
exactly what they did.
it's yeah, it's
Scoob
not good lately. No,
Scooble.
I can't believe it's gonna end up like this.
Yeah, but it's Scooble comes in. And I keep calling them the Indians, the Guardians didn't hit a
You can
ball.
call them whatever. It doesn't
Yeah,
matter.
they
No
didn't
one's
hit
gonna
a
cancel
ball
us.
out of the infield and scored 3 runs. Yeah, he got wild, and then he inexplicably misfields a ball. It was the catcher's ball, and he got in Dingler's way. The next batter barely hits it. I can't remember who it was. He rushes to get it, and he literally throws the ball like he's snapping it to the first baseman. And Torkelson's not 18 feet tall. It goes right over his head.
Yeah, of course.
And I just went right here. I was like, oh, here we go. And that's with no outs. So, yeah, the most epic collapse I've ever seen. And even if they somehow weasel into the playoffs, they're swept. I mean, there's no fire from anybody. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And they actually showed Chris Illich in the crowd, like in attendance. And I was like,
Yeah.
fuck that guy. Spend some money. Spend some money like your dad used to. You know, when the Tigers were good. Ugh. Sell some more pizza cupcakes, whatever those goddamn things are. And let's get some people
Oh,
who get
the
some.
puffs? Come on. Those are okay-ish.
I have not had a Little Caesars pizza in forever. I honestly wouldn't know if they're good or not. So,
It's fine. Little Caesars is fine if you don't have someone telling you it sucks.
yeah.
It gets you where it needs to go.
Yeah.
Now, what I do miss is Jets. Oh my God, I miss some fucking Jets.
We had a Jets down the street here and they closed.
Yo. There is a Jets
Oh.
here, but it's we're like out of the delivery area. It'll be cold by the time it gets here. It sucks.
Yeah, no, Jets is pretty tight for fast food. Well, for a
It is.
chain,
It is. It,
yes.
oh, if you want fast food Detroit style pizza,
Yeah.
Jets is your place. Yes.
Well, to get into the wrestling, sorry, we're complaining about the Tigers because they're
Least we got the Lions.
for now. I mean,
At least they showed up for the last 2 weeks.
okay. So last year, I kept saying, "How did this team lose to Tampa Bay?"
Yeah.
And I get the feeling, looking backwards as the season goes on, we're going to be saying that about the Green Bay loss.
Yeah.
How did they lose? Because Green Bay couldn't score against Cleveland. Now,
You know
Cleveland's
what?
defense is good, but
Cleveland is sneaky. They'll win games they're not supposed to. They have that
yeah.
history. Like I'm in an NFL Survivor pick league through my work, and I'm like, I have a rule. I just don't pick against Cleveland. Because they'll surprise you.
Yeah, well, they sure shit did. But I'm also really tired of everyone like saying how good Jordan Love is.
Yeah,
He's
he's not.
shown nothing. Absolutely nothing. But because he's in Green Bay and everyone thinks that Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre are still there, that Green Bay's worth a shit too. So the mo
They're all right this year, but yeah, I don't see them as that special. And it was proved. Well, it's gone. I think
Yeah.
funny thing about Tampa Bay. I mean, in about 4 weeks,
Yep.
they play Tampa Bay at home in Monday Night Football, and I will be there live. So
Oh,
that'll be
that's
cool.
cool. Nice.
Yeah,
Yeah, they get
going to
that, and then
Detroit
I'm.
for a wedding, and then sticking around for the game. Yeah.
Well, you sure shit won't be going to a World Series game, that's for sure. So,
Yeah, it's not looking like it. Was
well.
hoping for a Tigers Brewers World Series. We maybe bounce back and forth. Who knows?
Well, with the
But
amount of money
now,
we're paying for WrestleMania, I'd hold your shit right now. So.
but
Ugh.
we're not paying it just yet.
Yeah, and
We've all decided not to proceed with combo tickets for both nights.
no, and I was hearing that like the vast majority of people buy combo tickets, which,
Yeah.
it makes sense, right?
It does make sense, and I did it last year, and the prices this year weren't that far off. But I'm like, if we get in the building on Sunday, hopefully we'll get to decent seats. But who knows? I've heard good things about like the actual watch parties within Las Vegas. Like I've heard some good. I was actually looking some of my shit up on Reddit like the other day. I'm like, some people said that they had a really great time just going to the watch party wherever. You know, I'm like,
yeah,
okay, that's what we can do Saturday. We'll make plans to go Sunday. Raw was like this past year's Raw was like. It was like an old school, you know, Raw after WrestleMania type thing where, you know, 18 million things happened, you know. So I enjoyed going to Raw Live more than I enjoyed probably either night of WrestleMania, actually, this past year, yeah.
Yeah, well, last year's WrestleMania, it was like, if you would have taken parts of the first show, parts of the second show, you probably would have one of the greatest WrestleManias ever.
And that's certain that can happen, yes, when you split it up into two nights, yes.
But it's like for the price, they've got to deliver.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they don't have to, but
right.
It would sure help.
Yeah.
Well, not to spoil things, but I'm going to. In case you were wondering, the NXT title match at the end, man for man, title for title. Man, I don't think anyone saw this coming. All the TNA wrestlers interfered. And
no shit. Wow.
Yeah, man. And then the NXT locker room came out and the show just ended with Obafemi and Ricky Saints in a stare down. Because you remember, they're actually headlining the big event. What a weird show that was this week. I know you haven't seen it.
It's so weird because now is No Mercy even important anymore? If we're going forward with this invasion shit?
It wasn't really an invasion. It was Mike saying, all right.
Okay.
You're not going to watch.
Just tell me.
Yeah,
I'll watch it on YouTube. I have no interest in watching the whole show.
Throughout the whole show, they kept showing TNA wrestlers. And it was pretty crazy. I think Steve said something, but Mance Warner and Steph DeLonda were actually on an NXT show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And Frankie Kazarian was there. Or Kaz, whatever they're calling him now.
Yeah.
Who else showed up? Mike Santana, of course, showed up. Joe Hendry was there. Well, apparently he's a WWE guy now.
He will be in January, yeah.
Everybody that you would think was a former WWE person was on TV. Including Cedric Alexander.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was in the background, but... Yeah, it was just like slowly but surely everyone. No Masha Slamovich, though. I'm not sure if you've keeping up with the drama surrounding her or not.
I have no idea what's going on there.
What's going on there
before you continue?
Somebody, I guess she's dating or friends with a wrestler named Akira, who I know from MLW. That's the only place I've seen this person, okay? And apparently they're dating and she was abusive to him. And there are text messages to show she was.
Jesus Christ.
But he didn't want the text messages out. No one gave – I don't know who – I can't remember who posted them.
No man in that situation would. Let's just say that.
Well, the thing is, it happens. So
it can happen. Yes, it happens. Right? Yes.
Well, he didn't give this person permission to post those.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they did it on their own because Masha was like the highest rated woman in the PWI 500, which people still care about. Which is very weird.
I thought the women had their own ranking.
I don't know. I think the way I read it was that she was number 24 overall or something. I may be wrong.
I wanted to put into it
because it's the PWI rankings.
It's 2025 and we're talking about PWI, I forgot. So
yeah,
yes,
the top 500. Can you name maybe off the top of your head 100 wrestlers? Like, I think so.
I mean, the PWI 500 was fun when in like the 90s when we were like still young and shit.
Yeah.
And now I can't imagine caring about it now.
Yeah, when we're all like, oh yeah, and now it's like, oh, okay, it's like when you used to care about the Emmys or the Oscars, the Grammys, or any of that stuff, and you just realize, oh, this is nonsense. Like, okay, this is just PWI is just for the hell of it. Well, the other stuff is just self-congratulatory.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah, I didn't know. Is that still a magazine or is it just online?
I don't remember if there's still a. I haven't seen a physical one in a while in probably 10 years or more.
Yeah. No, yeah, I haven't seen a magazine in forever either, outside of like the grocery store. But Aldi actually doesn't carry magazines, now that I think about it. Yes, I go to Aldi. It's cheap and everyone's pretty much orderly, so whatever. But anyways, yeah, so as expected, the NXT main event lands it or ends with a schmoz. Cool, weird show. But yeah, they just kept saying because Ava is in England on business.
Why is she in England on business? What business does she have in England?
Because she is. That's why.
Okay.
So there we go.
Well, the answer to every question involving Ava is she's the Rock's daughter.
Yeah, very true. What's he doing over there? Is he doing press for the Shadow Machine? I don't know. So, but I don't know. What did you want to talk about? I don't really like doing review shows or TV shows people have already watched and probably already talked about. So, in case you haven't figured that out.
Yeah.
Although we did have WrestlePalooza, we did have Monday Night Raw, we had AEW's All Out, a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, yeah, that should happen. Well, let's
And
start. Well, let's start with WrestlePalooza,
all right.
because you have an interesting viewpoint on WrestlePalooza because you watch a lot more college football than I do, which means you watch some and I watch none.
Yes.
What was your experience watching ESPN and ABC games all day on Saturday, Jeremy?
Oh
Please,
man.
please elaborate to our
Okay.
viewers, our listeners.
So Friday we were in Durham for a concert, right? So
Okay.
got back because I wanted to see Michigan, Nebraska. It was at 3:30. But we got home pretty early. So we got home about 12:15. So I watched football all day. And you've seen the setup I have, right? On weekends.
Yeah, I think I have, yeah.
I've got the big TV, the small TV, and the projector. So I got nine games on. So I'm seeing everything that I possibly can. Well, if you're on ABC or ESPN, legitimately, almost every commercial break or break in action, even if it's a commercial, player injury, timeout, if there's a pause in the action, 6 hours of WrestlePalooza, 8 hours of WrestlePalooza. Hey, here's Jay and Jimmy Uso. What, like on a college football broadcast, they're showing the wrestlers walking into the building, like as it happens. And then all of the announcers are having to talk about it. It was the most bizarre thing. And then, like during the college, like specifically the college football scoreboard show, there was a rain delay or weather delay for Clemson, Syracuse. And I can't remember everyone's names. I know Joey Galloway's one. Well, anyways, the host is talking about how he got to yeet this week with Jey Uso. And you hear the other two guys go, okay, no idea what it is. They're not playing along. And he's like, do you guys ever yeeted before? Well, yeet is very close to skeet. So I get the feeling they thought they were getting set up. And they were like, no, I've never yeeted before. He's like, you should try it. It's fun. And I'm like, oh boy. Oh my God. And just like he goes, well, Jey Uso's gonna yeet all over the vision or whatever. And that's when I texted you guys like, this is obnoxious. It's so obnoxious. And it's like these sports guys have a disdain for wrestling because they don't understand it. And it's like, okay, like what's fake? Yeah. Yeah, we know.
That's
It's
because that's the thing. Because I think with NFL broadcasts, it's different. Like you could tell, like at least at some point in his life, Tom Brady was a wrestling fan. Peyton Manning was a wrestling fan. When you got like these college games that have like 10 different announced teams across, all these games on ESPN and ABC, you got like these 90-year-old guys still calling games who still see that viewpoint of wrestling's just fake bullshit.
Yeah, and it's like,
And
well,
they're not gonna, and they're all not gonna be willing to play along.
yeah, it's like It wasn't like that was like the most disdainful one, but you've got the guys who get it and are like just like celebratory, like Nick Saban, he ain't playing along, you know,
right.
And but there are the other guys who are like, yeah, did you see WWE yesterday, you know, SmackDown, like all like they'll say it like that. He's like, yeah, man, I can't wait for WrestlePalooza tonight, and you can hear him, like you can actually hear, yeah, I really want to see this. But then the other guy's like, yeah, WrestlePalooza, God, can't wait for that big event, first PLE on the new ESPN app.
Oh, yeah. The PLE phrase, yeah, yeah. That hasn't taken over the world yet in lexicon, no.
Yeah. Ugh. Although, I mean, I have gotten used to calling them PLEs now.
I have as well,
so
yes.
It's easy, but... Yeah, it was just the overall, like, oh, my Lord, every single time. And I really want to know the viewership for it. I don't know.
I do, too. The ESPN viewership, not the Netflix through a VPN viewership.
Oh, well, I think there was a lot of us.
Well, I mean, a lot of people are still naive to that shit. So, but yeah. I mean, did you ever end up watching SmackDown before you got to WrestlePalooza?
Yeah, I watched it last week. I watched SmackDown on my Netflix through Mexico. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Canada doesn't work as well. But
did you get it? Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just saying. Canada doesn't work so well, but Mexico works perfect. Which
I wonder if Canada would work better for me because I'm closer. But
yeah, nice. I don't know. So
I mean I've subscribed to ESPN. I'm doing the bundle deal with Hulu and Disney Plus for now. We'll see. Yeah.
Well, your rates are going up. Did you see that news today? Disney's raising their rates on all their streaming services.
Well, we'll see. I'm supposed to be locked in for a year on this price.
Okay. So
we'll see. We'll see how all this goes. But yeah, I mean, shit. I think I lost my train of thought. Where were we before?
Well,
we were talking.
We were talking about the ESPN
Sorry,
viewership.
I had a few
we're talking about the ESPN.
Oh yeah,
viewership
oh yeah, the ESPN
that.
Viewership. Well, that's right. So I was talking about how now during the Netflix broadcast, did you get all of the R-Truth segments and everything else like that, telling people how to use ESPN?
I did not. Okay, no, I did not see this week's. I saw last week's. So I missed all of the R-Truth stuff for this week's broadcast. Or like, I'm sorry, the SmackDown before WrestlePalooza I did not see, but 2 weeks ago, that's the one I saw on Netflix.
Okay.
Well,
they went into overdrive on SmackDown trying to explain to people, but R-Truth segments, Cody Rhodes commercial segments, trying to explain to people how to access ESPN without mentioning the price point.
Yeah.
So yes, it will be interesting to see just this whole ESPN Unlimited thing. You know, is this going to succeed? are they going to keep this thing?
Yeah, this initial launch, I think the launch was fine. Because, you know, if you have a TV provider that they have, you can see ESPN. I mean, yeah. I had it on, but if it was a game on ESPN Plus, it wasn't there. So what's the goddamn difference? But they just want your money. But WWE hurried up. And for whatever reason, thought it was an excellent idea to jump into this realm right now while college football is dominating Saturdays.
Yeah.
You've got the NFL on Sunday. Well, your deal with Peacock, I mean, I know it's up, but ESPN wasn't ready. The three largest carriers, to the two largest cable, and I think YouTube TV is one, if not the second biggest streaming service, they don't have access. So it's a bungle from that aspect of it, that just the ESPN app itself, that's a bungle. Like, make sure everyone's on board before you launch something like this. But
they wanted to rush it before college and NFL. Even though ESPN only gets one game a week of NFL.
Yes, but they're also talking about it all the time. Like,
right,
that's all ESPN does.
The whole red zone thing is confusing, and it's, you know, is the sale even complete or not? Supposedly it might not already all be, but you can still get it for 10. It is a mess. It's a complete mess. I mean, we'll see what they do, but man, if you want to make a splash in your first time on ESPN, boy, was that this not the show for that.
No, and like, okay, so one subtle difference, you were asking, I VPN'd. Like, if this works, yeah. I'm never buying ESPN. There's, I mean, unless they go down to $5 a month or something reasonable. For having all of the stations I already have, why do I need your app? It doesn't make any sense. But anyways.
No, I get it. I'm still just naive to VPNs. And I was able to make a switch in terms of my, cable replacement so I can watch SmackDown and a few other things. And now I can afford the bundle deal with ESPN and Hulu and Disney Plus. Plus, through a deal through my credit card, I get $10 off for 6 months. So, or a $10 credit on my credit card account for 6 months, as long as I'm
same.
So I'll say okay.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's whatever. Yeah. So yeah, well, I'm gonna try it. I guess this is the part where we just get into actual talking about wrestling shows.
Well, one thing I was gonna ask from that real quick was you were asking about commercials. I never got one commercial. On the VPN.
I get 3 minute ads, but you still get a break where you get WWE centric videos, correct?
Yes. It was like the moment of Zen on YouTube TV. It's just like them, like slow fades of different wrestlers with like calming music. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Oh, you don't get like extra interviews or the video packages or anything like that?
No. It is literally.
That might actually be worse than commercials.
It lulls you to sleep. YouTube TV has that. You can choose skip a commercial, and it'll go to picture of roses and stuff, and and it'll be like calming music, which, by the way, is very helpful during a stressful football game. I just want to tell you that.
Maybe that is.
But
yeah, no. But no. After every segment/match, there is a 3.5 minute commercial break. Now, granted, we've become more and more accustomed to that as the Peacock deal went on too.
See, Peacock, I didn't have ads either. I always had show. So I didn't have commercial breaks outside of their stuff, you know.
But on Peacock, what they would do is, on Peacock, you would get the pre-match video while everyone else, while the people on the lesser plan were getting commercials.
It's gross. Like, all of... It's just gross where we're going in general. With all this,
and of course it is.
It's gonna blow up sooner or later.
I'm sure it will.
You already had apparently a lot of significant drops in subscribers for Disney Plus with the whole Jimmy Kimmel thing,
right? Yeah.
And that includes ESPN. So it's like great timing, dumbasses. I mean, you caved and took it all out. Took it all off the air. So. Anyways, yeah, let's get into WrestlePalooza. I thought this event was fine. You know?
It
wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
It just was.
But, I mean, if you were expecting, you know, surprises, a lot, you know, major happenings throughout the show, it's not the show for that. All right, do you want to go match by match, or how do I do
this? You don't really need to. I mean, well, Cena Brock, I think, was the most shocking thing on the show for me.
Cena Brock was the most shocking. It probably, with hindsight and even in foresight, it just should have closed. You don't get bigger than that, especially for WrestlePalooza in September. Now, okay, for those of you who somehow don't know, Rock just basically destroyed Cena in 8 minutes. Hit him with about, what was it, 10 F5s? Who knows?
Yeah, 7, I think.
And then 7 F5s pinned him. And according to Brian Alvarez, there's not going to be a rematch.
Yeah, I think, I thought like, you know, and this is also the internet too, but it's like, well, you know, War Games is coming up. You can have Cena in there in the cage, and maybe he's the one that pins Brock Lesnar, you know,
or that sets up the match in December too, as well.
But
now, granted, Brian Alvarez is a dumbass, and he'll believe anything he'll report anything anyone tells him.
But yeah, so I'm just like, what's going on here?
I mean, we'll see. I mean, I just don't know what the end game for Brock is, because he's already feuded with Cody 2 years ago.
Yeah, and like gave him the nod of approval.
No real, he goes for the title again. I mean, if you look at what the dream match is for Brock Lesnar, if there is one on his comeback run here, it's Gunther.
Yeah, I'd say Gunther and Brock.
That should be the WrestleMania match. If it's not, they're idiots.
I would hope they have something penciled in to bring Brock Lesnar back for the very awkward Paul Heyman introducing him and then disappearing.
Yeah.
It would
make sense. I mean, it actually makes sense that Brock will join the Visions War Games team, and then the babyface team is just going to be your babyface super team of like Roman, Cody, Punk.
Yeah.
You know, who else am I thinking?
Jay would have to be in there, honestly.
Jay, Roman, Cody, Punk, Cena. You know, Cena, Jay,
Randy Orton.
Jay, or maybe Orton. It would just be this ridiculous team of baby faces against the Vision, Brock, and like maybe one other person, like McIntyre or whatever. You know, it just that makes sense. And then you get Cena and Brock in Cena's last match. I still think that's going to happen because, once again, Brian Alvarez is a dumbass who will believe anything anyone tells him and repeat it out loud. But if he's right, and this is it, like, Brock's going to go away until, like, Royal Rumble time or whatever, it's a weird decision.
Yeah, I didn't understand. I didn't understand this. I thought it was...
I mean, if Cena's going to come back, if Cena's going to get the win back by his last match in December, it makes all the sense in the world to give him a real feud, a real threat.
Yeah, but the strange part, though, was they even showed the record. And, like, Brock, like, they're not even. Brock just wins all the time. Cena has
Except
two wins.
Except for that one match at Extreme Rules after Brock came back that Cena should not have won that match.
No, of all the matches, that's the one he should have lost.
That's the one he should have lost, but he'd already lost The Rock, and Vince got it in his head that Cena needed to win that one.
Yeah, but then the other thing is...
Or then just don't do that match then, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but it's like this...
Cena and Vince was bad.
But it's like everything for this was set up for Cena to have a triumphant victory over Brock. All the kids coming out, the fanfare being the good guy again, all this stuff. And he gets decimated. I'm like, all right, we're going to get Super Cena here. And he's going to start giving the attitude adjustment to Brock 7 times. You know? Like, no, I'm hulking up. I've had enough of this. I'm going to do that. Wait, did they just count 3? Oh, my God, it's over? Like, and then they're showing the kids crying in the crowd. And it's like, there's no rematch coming? Like...
I can't believe that yet, but then again, Cena's just wrestling AJ Styles, a crown jewel, just because, apparently.
And they're going to build it all up offline, too.
Yeah, because Cena has no other dates besides that until November, yeah.
Crazy. That's crazy.
It is crazy. They haven't thought the Cena thing out either. Obviously they didn't. We're pretending 6 or 7 months didn't happen either.
Yeah, but it's also like for a guy who's on like kind of a silent retirement tour for AJ Styles, he's got a weird run coming too. He's tagging with Dragon Lee and feuding with Dominic Mysterio.
Well, he's feuding with the Americanos plural now.
Yeah, yes.
And then now just out of nowhere he's gonna get a match with John Cena, just because they feuded 10 years ago. Wait a minute.
Well, that match was pretty awesome, though, dude. So
that was,
you know,
that was good. That was really good. So yes. So it's whatever.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Just because, but yeah. But then what?
It is a just because situation. I mean, until we don't see Brock anymore, until like Rumble Cedarson or whatever, I'm still gonna believe that, you know, Brock is Cena's last opponent.
Because there's no one.
How doesn't he come back from it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you just ignore he got his ass kicked by Brock and move on.
It's so weird. You know? It's a Vince like decision if that's how they're gonna play it.
Yeah. So.
And
but
speaking of, I maybe you're not Vince like, but let's go to the next most important match on this show. So if we don't go match by match or whatever. What the fuck was that mixed tag?
It was too thought out.
It was too long. It was,
yeah.
The referee lost control, and it just was a stupid. Like, okay, now I'm thinking of it in these terms. Okay, you're trying to advertise this show to all these people watching college football on a Saturday. Whether they are lapsed wrestling fans, you could maybe talk into watching the show or whatever, or people who've never watched wrestling before. This match was everything those people would hate. It's just like this hokey, fake wrestling bullshit match. You know, the women putting the guys in submission holds. It was just awful. Mm-hmm. Like, I could not believe. Like, it seemed like a very simple match to do, but they really overcomplicated it.
Yeah, it seemed like they just wanted to do everything because, well, I mean, I guess Crown Jewel's getting in the way, but yeah. With the way the Crown Jewel hype came up on Raw Monday, it's almost as like, is it over? CM Punk didn't even appear Monday, did he?
No, Punk and AJ were not on Monday's Raw.
Yeah, so like to me that was just very strange. Like
it was very strange. And again, it was Crown Jewels, Cody and Rollins.
Yeah, because
so
Becky Punk, wasn't even on Punk. Monday.
No, nope.
Right?
Becky was on Raw. She did a backstage segment where she was just bitching about everything.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I imagine at some point we're getting Becky versus AJ one-on-one for the title, for the Intercontinental title. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just such a weird way to do this match.
Yeah, the problem with AJ and Becky is there's far more interesting stuff going on with the women in general.
Yes.
Than this. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, this match, I don't know, I was just like, whatever, what the hell's going on here? It was like 30 minutes or something.
It was like 30 minutes, at least 10 minutes too long. It's like, it was like an AEW match in the worst way. The referee losing total control. Everyone's just in the ring for 15 straight minutes. Like, what are we even doing here?
Also, it had some really goofy offense, too.
It was, it
Becky's
it was
got some goofy,
goofy,
bad offense. But then AJ Lee started doing some of Becky's bad offense. And I was like, oh, no. At least she's got the excuse. It's been 10 years. I don't know what Becky's excuse is anymore. So,
well, she's the greatest women's wrestler of all time. She's not the only one that says it. Sports Illustrated says it.
I know. And I know she does that now just to make people annoyed by it. So,
and you know what? She really does have a claim at it. She really does. But yeah, this was probably the worst, pay-per-view PLE match for three out of these four people in a very long time.
I see. I'm not judging as harshly as you did. I thought it was just like, it was just like with the show. It was fine.
Yeah.
Too long, but I didn't hate it. Yeah. Maybe because I had other stuff going on. Like, I had other stuff to watch. So I'm like, oh, I'll come back. Oh, this is still going, huh? I'm going to come back. Like, you know, so I may have missed some. But so what's your third one?
My third what?
You said you were going to the third match or whatever that was most important.
Well, yeah, Cody and Drew McIntyre. Yes. This really felt like, even for what you would expect from Cody Rhodes and Drew McIntyre, this was disappointing. Putting aside like, okay, it's the main event of the first show on ESPN. Something huge should happen at the end here.
Right. I was waiting for something else.
I was
waiting for something after the match.
Yeah, I was waiting for something, yes. And then it was nothing. Yeah, it was a... I know McIntyre has, like, the roll-up where the referee was out of the ring, so he technically got a three count. He would have gotten a three count, but it really does feel like Cody beat his only heel challenger
Yes.
pretty cleanly.
Well, but I mean, the thing
And
is, did you believe McIntyre was going to win?
I thought it was possible because, once again, first ESPN show, they put it on last when they could have put Cena and Brock on
Yeah.
last. Like something huge was going to happen. Even up to, the Rock's going to show up and, screw Cody over, and McIntyre's his new guy who sold his soul or whatever. Like these are the thoughts I'm in my head here,
No,
and
but
how big they presented this thing.
remember, that's on you.
Yeah, I'm
They
sure it is. Yeah, I
presented
know it
big.
is.
I mean, the last big was Travis Scott coming out and doing dick all, and now just,
Yeah, I know.
disappearing.
I know. I know.
But I never once thought Drew was going to win.
Yeah,
I thought this was just a match to
that's
have a
fair.
match. So.
And that's what it was. And did you hear the story that McIntyre and Cody was actually advocating for McIntyre winning the title in a finish that would have seen Randy Orton accidentally costing Cody the title?
Yeah, but then I've also heard that that's not true as well.
Well,
So,
it would have been a better way to do it
yes, it would
because
have been.
Cody's a smart guy. And he has to realize that on this title run, he has no heel challengers.
Yeah.
He beat the only one on SmackDown for sure. He didn't beat McIntyre. Cody has no heels on SmackDown to feud with after this.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who else. Because I still think you run into the same problem with Randy Orton.
Well, the
He can try to be the bad guy, but no one wants to boo him anymore.
No one wants to be Randy Orton. It will
So,
absolutely backfire.
yes.
Cody probably does need to turn heel, within the 6 to 12 months, without a doubt.
Maybe.
My,
I
this is
think
this
he may be stubborn
how
enough
this
not to.
he might be, but how this whole thing went down did not assuage my fears about that Cody as a babyface, quote unquote QB1, it's running out of steam.
Yeah.
And some of it's not his fault because it is the lack of quality heels, on the particular show he's on
Yes. Well, I mean,
is a major part of the problem.
well, who would be his major heels on Raw? He's already been at Seth Rollins.
And they're gonna do that. Well, I mean, they would.
I guess CM Punk,
Well,
but no one really wants to
overall,
boo him.
I think you could get away with more than Orton. You could get away with Punk as a heel.
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, they've had a heel problem for. Well, the problem is everyone quote unquote cool gets cheered no matter what anyway. And Cody, they are having people like McIntyre and even Rollins point out how corporate Cody is not helping.
Yeah, exactly.
Cody in his suit and tie and with his stupid tattoo is not helping.
Is there anybody that's been a face that was in a suit?
No, there really has not been.
I
Other
was.
than other than Flair's suit heel runs.
Yeah,
Face runs, I
but
mean.
even then, I mean, it's like, okay,
It's Flair.
but
He's Rick fuck he's Rick Crippling. Flair, I
yeah,
know.
because Hogan wasn't.
Yeah, no. I mean, The Rock would wear his nice dress shirts, but even
Yeah,
then,
yeah.
after a while, he would just move to his workout gear essentially.
Yeah, because like Triple H, he was definitely a heel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, the suit always comes off weird to me. But then again,
The
I'm also
whole
used to
yeah.
it. So,
I'm somewhat used to it, but it's also like Cody's face, persona. I think it takes because Drew's whole persona is he's telling the truth. He'll be a hypocrite at the end of the day, but he's not saying anything that isn't true.
Yeah.
And that Cody is a corporate kiss ass as a champion in a way that we haven't had in a long time. Because even Cena tried to portray that he was fighting the power, whether it was Vince, whether it was Bischoff, whether it was whatever, whoever the authority or the authority figure, the on-screen authority figure was.
Yeah.
Cody's like, I love TKO. I love WWE.
And that's also a sore subject too. So you've really got to watch yourself saying this stuff because there is enough, seemingly enough of a groundswell I'll be very curious to see how the ticket sales go for WrestleMania, because I think there's gonna be a lot of people who are like the sticker shock of it, and then also like that's why I said I want to know the ESPN numbers, like all this sort of stuff to see if like all of this talk that you read, mind you, is legit, because those crowds they're performing in front of aren't diminishing one bit.
No, they are not. People are paying these prices.
Yes,
They
so.
are paying this. We will as well. I mean, we all decided not to do the combo ticket part,
Yeah.
but we're doing two out of three of these nights at least. So it's again. So
Yeah. So.
I mean, it's somewhat of a different audience. I mean, obviously they're not doing house shows once a month in the major markets anymore like they did in the 80s through the mid 90s or what have you. It is something you save your money for. It becomes like your big night out every once in a while, maybe even once a year.
Yeah, I mean that's true. But
There will be a breaking point. They've been on a hot streak for 2, 3 years now, and a lot of people predicted at various points it was going to go down, and it still hasn't.
and that's where I think there's always that difference between online talking and money talking. And and not to make the comparison, but it's very true. Online, oh, AEW's in great shape. AEW's got a great show. AEW's got this. Then their crowds have diminished greatly. So it's like, well, online seems to like stuff, but the general public doesn't. Well, online doesn't like WWE stuff, but the general public does. So it's like, okay. There's that
I
weird
mean,
balance, but I do wonder, you can only keep screwing with the general public so long.
yeah,
So, but.
and fat audiences do go away
Yes. Whenever the next thing
after
comes
time.
along. So it's like that. That's why it's imperative for them to, I
I
mean,
mean,
I guess not imperative. They're going to make a bazillion dollars anyways, but
well. An unspoken goal of WWE probably for the longest time was we're going to get rid of the white trash image. And they've, in the last few years, without Vince, they've done it basically. They've priced those people out of attending these shows.
Oh, yeah. Well, for good and bad, because those are the people that were sticking around forever.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that is
So it's a
true. And
dumb.
eventually, you're a family again. That proverbial family of four isn't going to be able to afford to attend. And where are new fans going to come from when your current base dies off or what have you?
Yeah.
No, I mean these are all questions.
Yeah, Kevin and I were talking about that because WWE's thing was Cradle to the Grave. And we
Yeah.
started going over. Like, I've been watching since WrestleMania 2.
Yeah.
Like, that's a long-ass time. Now, Kevin took a break. I took a break for a year or so, but I was always keeping up with it.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I'm 51. So I don't even know how long that is. It's a long time.
Yeah,
So,
it's a very fucking long
and
time.
that's, and and my interest has actually grown from it. So
Yeah.
in a much larger picture, it started off with WWF. And then all of a sudden I discovered NWA or whatever was on TBS. That's
Yeah.
the story about seeing Jim Cornette the first time. And
Crockett Promotions, yes.
and then all of a sudden ESPN had AWA on and World Class Championship Wrestling. And I was like, "Whoa, look at all this stuff." So WWE was the gate, or WWF, whatever, was the gateway to where now, and I know you're just going to scoff, but I watched Triller with all of the stuff on there. GCW
Okay.
mainly, Rev
I'm not gonna
Pro,
scoff. I'm gonna be
Prestige,
nice.
Prestige isn't on Triller, but I'm just talking like, indie promotions in general. TNA comes along, watch that. I'm watching NXT, yes, a WWE branded show. Whatever women's promotions I can find, not Women of Wrestling. No, I can't do that one. Or AEW, New Japan, all of that stemmed from WWF. So now if they're going to get rid of the people who are cradle to grave and don't go out exploring, well, there is a certain, you know, black hole there that maybe these other leagues aren't going to sustain as well too. And this is, you know, a long-term picture, obviously, but it could be that way. Unless AEW gets their act together and becomes, you know, more nationally recognizable. And you can insert your own jokes there if you want, but I'm being serious. So, anyways, back to WWE's WrestlePalooza. It wasn't all bad, though.
The women's match, man. That was tremendous.
Yeah.
That was the best match of the show by far.
Here's the problem I have. It has nothing to do with the wrestling. And it's not even those two women in particular. It's the fact that they're still writing shit for these poor women who are still struggling with English.
Oh.
You want to
fast forward through the ending of Raw? I guess we could do that.
I mean,
Stephanie McCare beats Io Sky at WrestlePalooza. Tremendous match. She gets promo time. She has definitely gotten herself over, I think, based on her work and her look. And promo wise, with the language barrier, she's fine. And she, you know, you can tell that there's an earnestness to her that I think people are getting behind.
You're talking about Io, right?
No, I'm talking about Stephanie McCare.
Okay, I want to make sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Other things help too.
Of course, so now we're doing this Crown Jewel Championship shit thing. So she's waiting for the SmackDown Championship to be decided after a match on Friday. So her first match after winning the title is going to be a little bit of a throwaway deal, it looks like.
Yeah. And it's.
I guess Tiffany is the best match for her if it comes down to it between Tiffany, Jade Cargill, and Nia Jax.
Yeah. And especially because you can have Tiffany feel beat up, and that's why Stephanie's able to beat her.
Yeah.
So, you can't have a new champion lose. So if Tiffany loses, well, one of the two new champions is going to lose immediately. That's bad. So if it's Tiffany who's beat up, better. It's just better. And then also, Tiffany can beat Nia to kind of like put a cork in their feud finally while still saving Jade, even though she's already beaten Jade. But, you know, that wasn't over. I think we all knew that. So, but yeah, when it comes to like Stephanie, Io, you know, Kairi Sane, Asuka's a little better, and I also wonder if Asuka hams that up for her character.
Well, yeah, Asuka hams it up in a good way.
Yes. She reached
a breaking point too with, in terms of hamming it up, it's just cross line into a not good way. Kairi Sane with all her crying. I think I've had it with how this whole thing is played out.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, is she being positioned?
It was kind of funny at first, her being conflicted and everything, and Asuka screaming your name and all that. But now that she's just it's still professional wrestling. The majority of your viewers are going to be male. Yes, female viewers have increased, but even then, people don't want to see a professional wrestler crying all the time.
Well, you didn't see Io Sky's backstage thing? Or did you?
I saw that too. No, I didn't like that either.
Yeah, I thought
once
that
again. It's one of these storylines that's being overthought, and it's that we gotta have crying, gotta have hugging, gotta, you know. It's the shit that I hate.
But at least I think with Io's case, she presented it to where you're like, oh man, that is pretty rough.
Yeah,
and them kid keep saying
it, it,
that
it was
Asuka,
a rough deal.
Yeah, and they keep saying Asuka's the one that got us here, and it's like, well, yeah. She kind of, I mean, I know still they were signed because they wanted to sign him. Don't get me wrong, but.
Well, Io was in damage control first.
Well, no, I meant like who was there first. It was Asuka was there first.
Yeah, Asuka, yeah. I know.
But
once you did the turn, I don't think Kyrie should have still been conflicted about it.
I actually thought Kyrie was going to backhand her, was going to actually backfist.
That would have been cool. I think that would have been a better deal. I think Kyrie and Asuka 100% on the same page is a better is better than still having Kyrie, you know, be conflicted and crying about it the whole thing. Yeah.
Well, they like doing that anyway.
It's overthinking. It's over dramatizing shit. It really is. I mean, at the end of the day, it's to present. It's because she can't be in a, she's not going to be in a title match. It's to give Rhea Ripley a match in Australia. So they're obviously going to run the tag match.
Yeah, but it's also with me. I still say that can happen. They're going to drag it out. I've read a lot of people saying that it's going to make Kyrie like a bigger babyface. I think it's going to be the opposite, because remember it was really telegraphed, like Dakota Kai helping Bayley out just to turn on her.
Yeah.
I can see Kyrie saying, still playing the, I'm so conflicted aspect. And then pow. And then remember when they were bad guys, she was a devious little thing. So she can clearly do it. And it's almost as like everyone's forgetting because of how they've been presenting her. Like, she's not, now she's the weak one to Asuka, but they were equals and they were both pretty bad. So, but I, like, that's what I was talking about. Like, this is far more interesting than AJ and Becky Lynch. The match with Asuka and Rhea was good. Shocker.
It was a good match, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
of course it was.
Of course it was, yes.
And the aftermath, boy, how much blue dye did Asuka have in her mouth? I saw the comparisons to Avatar, and I'm like, that's spot on. Like, holy crap.
At first, I didn't. I wasn't even sure it all hit Rhea. And then it's like Rhea's almost entirely blue. I'm like, oh, wow.
And there's like the Avatar comparison. And then if you've seen Arrested Development, Tobias Fouquet and how he blued himself. So, which is a funny reference if you've seen the show. But anyways, but then even the stuff on the show with Bayley going through all of her personalities, she's not doing it in like an over-the-top way. Now, the vignettes, sure, but, her acting happy like her Bayley character from when she first appeared, and then that flip gets, that switch gets flipped, and all of a sudden, she's bad guy, Bayley. Like, she forgets. I kind of like it. It's different. I don't know where it's going to go, but at least it's different, and it's more interesting than Becky Lynch. So, it is what it is with that aspect. I'm guessing. I'm guessing you didn't like it.
I liked it fine. It's all good. I like what they're doing with Bayley.
Yeah, I just wish Lia Valkyra would not ham it up so much. Like, not ham it up, but overact it. But she does that on NXT this week, too. So it's, it'll come to her. Raw even, still had the WrestlePalooza callbacks with, Jey Uso, LA Knight, The Vision, all that stuff. And it's like, this is just going in circles now.
It is. It is the same thing every week. I mean, at least this week, Reed and Breaker didn't wrestle. A combination of the Usos and LA Knight.
So, did you see Braun's shirt?
I forget what did it say.
It says "Badass Braun Breaker."
Yeah,
and then it has a speed limit sign of 23 miles an hour. Now, we understand the reference, but
do we?
Well, yeah, that's how fast he runs the ring ropes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Remember? Well, the general public doesn't know that. So they're going to see a badass Braun Breaker shirt.
I didn't get the thing. Yeah.
With a speed limit of 23. Like, are you being ironic here? Like, I don't understand. Oh, boy. But his I do like the character development of him.
Yeah, I do.
That
I like
he's
him.
Unhinged, and Paul Heyman has to be like his dog whisperer, basically, to calm him down. So that's one that they clearly got plans for.
Right.
So
I don't like the whole Jey Uso LA Knight thing. It's just like, why are you even trying or teasing that Jey Uso is the asshole here? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't get it. I don't get where this is going.
I think LA Knight as a heel can, because the last couple of months have absolutely, especially when he was interacting with Punk and the build up to the four-way in Paris, pretty much exposed LA Knight as as being so one note.
Yeah, but he always has been.
He has been, and it's, I think him going heel would make sense, but they're going really, really overboard by presenting Jey Uso as an asshole here. There's no reason to do that. Yeet's still incredibly popular.
Well, especially when he came out, he pulled those two kids out to do it still.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, that's kind of conflicting. But it's going to go somewhere. It's going to become like he's going to get out of his head finally and, get back to being Jey Uso, I guess.
Yeah. I don't imagine LA Knight will end up the heel in this whole thing. And then they are doing the rematch next week. They're calling it a Texas Tornado, match when the match at, WrestlePalooza was essentially a tornado match as well.
You mean the Usos? I missed this. The Usos versus the Bronze?
The Bronze, yes. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, that's going to be next week. And that's basically screaming for Roman Reigns' return, I imagine.
Yeah, is he scheduled for Perth?
Yes, he is. They released the new poster yesterday. Okay. He's featured on it.
Yeah.
So, maybe we'll get something like Jey Uso ends up, LA Knight gets involved, and Jey Uso and LA Knight end up fighting like into the crowd or whatever. So Jimmy's all alone with Breaker and Reed.
Yeah.
Then Roman has to make the save.
Yeah, and it's just, there's a lot of weirdness going on around all those guys anyways. Even on SmackDown, Jacob Fatu's MIA right now.
He is.
Solo's kind of MIA outside of his vignettes back.
They're doing these vignettes, and Kevin and I talked about this last week. I don't know what you do to move Solo forward.
Yeah, you got to get him away from Jacob and all this other stuff.
Jacob has been really, Jacob was really badly hurt by losing all the matches of Solo and the Bootleg Bloodline.
Yeah, yes. And especially, like, where are they, too? They're kind of gone, too.
Yeah.
So, like, the whole thing
He only had Tagaloa behind him.
Oh.
In the latest vignette. Well, the one that they aired on SmackDown this week.
Oh. I mean, I can't imagine Talatonga's hurt,
Yeah. It's like, they have to realize that cage match at SummerSlam was so fucking bad. It hurt everyone involved.
Yeah, because it's also like, let Jacob be himself. That's what everyone started, like, they're doing the thing with Jacob where they're trying to change him to make sure the crowd cheers for him. It's like, well, the crowd's cheering for him anyways. Stop.
He's someone you could have show up to help his family on Raw with a vision. Because we've already seen various moments where he came face-to-face with Braun, or he came face-to-face with Bronson, and the crowd reacted to it.
Yeah.
So that's where I would go next with that.
God, can you imagine Braun Breaker and him?
Oh, that would be amazing. And he's one of the only people left I would call like a dream match for Brock Lesnar. That hasn't happened before.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Boy, God, Brock and Jacob Fatu?
Yes. Yeah, I would say him and Gunther are the only real dream matches left. Because
I'd say Braun Breaker still, though.
Braun Breaker, you could do that, too. Yeah. You could do that, too. So, if you're going to get the most out of Brock on whatever, however long he's back around or whatever, let's get him against these people he's never faced, these monster guys he's never faced before, and let's get some big meaty man slapping meat shit going.
Yeah.
Not him wrestling people he's wrestled before 100 times.
And like, so some other highlights of Raw, just that I think that need to be mentioned. Rusev, I don't know what's going on here. The guy's done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But the crowd's just not buying it. It's weird. They're not getting behind him, good or bad.
No, they're really not. And it is an interesting scenario they put Dom in.
Yeah.
Because he's been itching to turn babyface since WrestleMania. And they delayed it and delayed it and delayed it.
Well,
and now the guy coming after him is clearly a heel.
Yeah. But in the meantime, Dom's doing the heel shit by, like, you know, embarrassing his dad and everything else. So, that's
setting JD up for the beating and, the whole thing with Finn and Dom has probably played out way too long at this point. It's time to get to where the fuck this is going to get to. This needs to get to.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other point of interest was Grayson Waller having a neck made of titanium.
Apparently.
That was frightening.
It was. Oh, it absolutely was.
I could not believe that. And then the way he sold it, too, I really enjoyed. That's how you knew he was okay.
Yeah.
And then the referee, like, going, you okay? He's like, he does his hand squeeze.
I have no idea how he's okay.
I don't get it at all. I just don't.
There's just some moves. I don't understand how they don't actually, fucking kill you.
And then do you see like Penta does, like, I sent you the video, does a neck crank. And I'm like, dude, pins him. And you can see Penta talking to him like, hey, is everything cool? You all right? Like that sort of stuff. So God bless Grayson Waller. I still like him a lot. And he's young. That's why they're taking their time with him. But, yeah, I couldn't believe that. And I was actually thinking the other day, where the hell have the War Raiders been? And here they are. So I guess they're not on that, we haven't used you on TV in 30 days. You're getting release kick. So, neither of us saw All Out.
No, we didn't.
It happened. Also, another thumbs-in-the-middle show, even by their staunchest supporters.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, show's fine.
Nothing really happened, yeah.
I mean, Chris Statlander upsetting Tony Storm, kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
Without interference as well. That was the other thing.
Yeah.
But she did use Wheeler Yuta's finishing move to pin him.
I can't picture what that move is right now. That's how little I give a shit about Wheeler Yuta.
It goes back to, it's the straight jacket fitting or something, or straight jacket pin.
Cool.
And he basically, it's everything he's been talking to her about, or he's been talking to her all these weeks, and all of a sudden she uses his move.
Yeah.
So, regardless if we like Wheeler Yuta, at least it's like, oh, okay.
Obviously, we're not building to the end of the Death Riders yet, so we're just going to have to deal with
that. We almost did, because Darby Allin legitimately lit a bag that Jon Moxley was in on fire. I thought they cut away. No, the bag's on fire. Jon Moxley pops out of the thing. Wait, what? And I'm guessing, like, the bottom of the bag was probably coated with whatever. Until I saw the bag was actually burned through.
Oh, my God.
So.
Poor Renee. The shit she has to go through while she's there backstage.
I mean, the whole thing's bizarre, man. I mean, Gabe Kidd gets dragged, which I guess you can fake that because we never saw what happened. But goddamn. Well, Pac comes back from injury.
I heard about that. Yeah, sorry about that, yeah.
Yeah, so cool. I've always liked him. He just can't stay healthy.
He can't stay in this country for some reason.
Yeah, another guy. And then they did tease on Dynamite, was it? No, Collision, whatever it was. No, we haven't had Dynamite yet. Oh, it was a backstage vignette. There's going to be a six-man tag, and Orange Cassidy's coming back. So he's on the way back, too.
Well, that's good.
We'll see. I think AEW's changed so much. He's been gone a while. It's like, is he still going to fit in? A lot of that campy stuff is gone. So, I don't know. Unless he can take 87 finishing moves through a table, through fire, glass, and tacks, and then get up at the count of one. You know? But another show, though, with them, a good show, but just whatever. No one's going to remember it. So, what was there anything else that happened for wrestling over the weekend that needs to be rounded up? I don't really think so.
No. I think we're good.
All right. Well, for those of you who are interested, WrestleMania tickets go on sale, what, Thursday? Or was it today?
Pre-sale is going now, and the general on sale is tomorrow for combo tickets.
Oh, okay. Well, save your smeckles, because it's you're going to be paying out the wazoo for some really nice stuff. I guess like a box, which is not controlled by WWE, like the luxury boxes are going for like $40,000.
My God.
So I don't understand business.
Well, I mean, it's the luxury box insurance. It is for the ultra rich. It's fine.
Yeah, but it's like I saw somebody make the comparison that they're trying to turn WrestleMania into the Super Bowl. Price out the regular people for like the rich or like celebrities. I can understand that train of thought. But imagining that would be frightening. I mean, imagine the whole front, like six rows, are just full of celebrities who would actually go to a wrestling show and stay all 5 hours for WrestleMania. You know, they'd be dead.
Well, VIP types. Well, we have seen it before. It's called WrestleMania's 4 and 5.
Yeah. Well, we've also seen it. We've also seen it with the original Crown Jewel when they had what the royal families there that didn't give two dams about what was going on. But I did forget Royal Rumbles in Saudi Arabia this year. I totally forgot that. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Enjoy your early afternoon Royal Rumble.
I guess so. I don't mind. Especially
if I don't mind it either.
Especially if it's going to be in winter. Why not? What are the upcoming WWE shows? I know Perth is in October. Is there something for NXT this weekend?
Yes, No Mercy.
Is that Sunday or Saturday?
It's like I saw Saturday. That's Obafemi and Ricky Saints.
Okay.
And then whatever else. I think I saw that they made a Blake Monroe, Jordan Grace weapons cage match, which I'm actually looking forward to.
Yeah, yeah. They had a very goofy lights out match to start the show. It was all in the dark with very limited lighting in the ring.
Lights out isn't supposed to be literal.
So here's the problem. It's a good match.
Okay, cool.
And yes, with Brian Pillman, and yes, with Miles Bourne. Yeah, Miles Bourne. Very good. And I still don't see it with Miles Bourne, but whatever, they're trying. And so there's that. So I thought it was worth going out of your way to see, but if you don't, it won't matter in a day. So. But anyways, yes, it is Saturday, September 27th, 2025. And they're saying this is being broadcast on Netflix. That cannot be right. It's on Peacock still. Okay, cool. So anyways.
Well, Netflix everywhere else in the world, because Netflix everywhere else in the world has everything.
Yeah. Yep.
Else.
Well, this is the American Wikipedia, so I don't understand why it's saying that. But anyways.
Whatever.
It's Wikipedia. All right, gang. Well, thanks for listening. I have no idea who's doing the Thursday show this week. Is it us again?
think that's supposed to be you and Kevin, but
okay,
if it's got to be me, I guess they'll let me know.
All right, because I know he's got a concert he's going to tomorrow, one I'm pretty jealous of. But, yeah, so, all right, so, hey, I guess when you read the description, you'll know. All right, I'm out of here. Have a good night, everybody, and talk to you later.